Finding your place. A culture gap, page 38.
That's an excerpt of Homecoming King. Hasan Minhaj, welcome to Fresh Air. I love this new show.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Can you talk a little bit more about the difference in your point of view about what it means to be an immigrant and a Muslim in America now, and what the difference generationally between your father as an immigrant and you as somebody who was born here?
Yeah, the biggest difference between, and I feel like a lot of third culture kids feel this, and I identify as a third culture kid, meaning that, you know, my family's from Aligarh, India. They immigrated to America. I was born here. I exist in this hyphen. I'm an Indian American Muslim kid, but am I more Indian? Am I more American? What part of my identity am I? And one of the biggest things immigrant kids oftentimes feel is it's this big disparity between our parents and us. Our parents are staunch pragmatists, and we actually, I consider myself to be an optimist, you know. So when my dad immigrated here, we talk about it in the show, there's this thing called, you know, the American dream tax. You're going to come here, you're going to endure some struggles, some problems. But if you don't die, if it doesn't cost you your life, well, hey, you lucked out. My dad is a child of partition when it happened in India. So if I explain the concept of microaggressions to him, he's like, I dealt with full-on aggression. You're lucky. Put your head down and go.
Right, partition is when Pakistan divided from India. And there was a lot on both sides of this new border. There was a lot of violence and a lot of death.
Yes, and it was one of the largest mass exoduses of people from India to Pakistan. My dad's family stayed in Aligarh in India, which was a huge decision because you're dividing a country based on religious lines. So the things that he saw and witnessed as a kid, he doesn't want to hear about my identity crises at school, you know, and how I want to just, you know, fall in love and fit in. For him, things that he witnessed during that generation and era were very, very extreme and oftentimes violent. But what's weird is, you know, for me as a kid growing up, going to school, taking honors gov in high school and learning about equality and civil liberties, you actually at a young age have this sense of optimism where you're like, oh, so I am equal. That means I shouldn't be treated this way. And that's where there's this big sort of differentiation between us and our parents.